be there fast.
Hi, everyone. DJ Markison here, owner of Fence Company Near Me. If you live in Pinellas or anywhere else in Florida, you know that mold, mildew, and general grime are just a fact of life. Our humid climate loves to cling to anything outdoors, and your fence is no exception. Pressure washing is a fantastic way to quickly and dramatically restore your fence's appearance, making it look brand new again. But here's the thing. While it looks easy, using a pressure washer incorrectly is one of the fastest ways to cause serious, costly damage to your fence. Let's talk about the right way to do it and avoid those common pitfalls. Before you even turn on the machine, proper preparation is essential. First, walk the fence line and inspect it for any loose pickets, cracked panels, or wobbly posts. A high-pressure blast will absolutely tear apart any section that is already weak or unstable, so those small repairs need to be made before you start cleaning. Also, clear the area completely of plants, furniture, and anything else that could be damaged by water or cleaning solutions. The most critical step is choosing the right pressure and nozzle. This is where most homeowners make a mistake. You are aiming to clean the fence, not strip the paint or carve into the wood. For wood fences, you should always use a wide-angle nozzle, like a 25-degree or 40-degree tip, and keep the pressure below 1,500 psi, ideally around 1,000 to 1,200 psi. On softer woods, even less is better. Too much pressure will permanently damage the wood fibers, leaving visible ugly etching marks that can accelerate rot. For durable vinyl fences, you can generally use slightly higher pressure, but a wide tip is still necessary to prevent blasting apart seams or forcing water where it shouldn't go. Aluminum fences usually only need a gentle rinse, as high pressure can bend the thin pickets. Next, focus on the cleaning solution. For killing that Florida mold and mildew, water alone often isn't enough. A simple solution of water and a mild detergent or an appropriate deck and fence cleaning product works wonders. You should apply the cleaning solution first, allowing it to sit on the surface for about 10 to 15 minutes. This gives the solution time to break down the grime and mold spores so the water pressure can easily rinse it away. Remember, the solution does the heavy lifting, not the pressure. When you actually start washing, technique matters. Always hold the wand at a consistent distance from the fence, typically 1 to 2 feet away, and always spray at a slight angle, following the grain of the wood if you have a wood fence. Use long, sweeping, overlapping motions, starting from the top and working your way down. Never point the nozzle straight at the fence or linger in one spot, as this is guaranteed to cause damage. Be extra cautious around fasteners and seams. Finally, after washing, focus on post-cleaning care. Allow the fence to completely dry for 48 hours. For wooden fences, this is the perfect time to apply a fresh coat of high-quality sealant or stain. Since you've just stripped away the old protective layer, applying a new one is essential to protect the freshly cleaned wood from our harsh Florida weather and prevent that mold and mildew from returning too quickly. Pressure washing is a powerful tool, but like any power tool, it requires respect and the right knowledge. If you're ever unsure about the right pressure or technique for your specific fence material, don't hesitate to give us a call at Fence Company Near Me. We're happy to help you keep your fence looking its absolute best. Until next time, this is DJ Markison, your friendly fence guy, reminding you that a solid fence leads to solid peace of mind.
Fast.